This week, as we prepare to observe Veterans Day, VPR is looking at the connection between military service and farming. A growing number of veterans around the country are moving into the agriculture sector, and many combat veterans say working with the land has helped them reintegrate into civilian life. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld recently caught up with one of the people who's leading this movement in Vermont.
A warm sun burns the morning dew off the cover crops at Wild Roots Farm in Bristol, and John Turner explains the guiding philosophy behind this unique agriculture operation that he created last year.
Everything here is really about, like, understanding or trying to understand the relationship between space and our relationship to it.
This is not a production farm. Turner hosts educational workshops here where people learn about perennial beds or pollinator gardens or pasture management. For some people that come here, though, it's about something else, too. Turner makes sure that at least two military veterans are here for every class at Wild Roots.
You know, they come out and it's just like that cloak just kind of dissolves for that moment that they're engaged with an animal or with a plant and with the soil. And it's probably one of the most profound and beautiful things I've ever seen in my life.
Turner knows what it's like to have that cloak dissolve, too. He's a former Marine who served tours in Iraq and Haiti. He watched friends die and suffered a traumatic brain injury himself. And when he left the service 10 years ago, the transition was not easy.
Coming home and not having a sense of purpose, not having to worry about, you know, whoever's to the left and to the right of me, made it difficult. I had no direction, and I was lost, like entirely lost.
He started to find himself again on a 10 by 15 foot garden plot at the Rock Point School in Burlington.
Like, when I first touched that soil back in 2009, there was just like something primal that awakened in me that I had no idea it existed.
Turner didn't have any previous gardening experience, but he dedicated himself full-time to farming. And as he honed his trade, Turner began helping other struggling vets get into gardening as well.
It was like the way of the land was really holding them and cradling them. And I was fortunate enough to see that as for what it was and just kind of moved forward into it.
In 2013, he founded the Vermont chapter of the Farmer Veteran Coalition and built membership up to more than 70 people. He's since handed off the reins of that organization to another farmer, but Turner's still the go-to consultant for many farmer vets. On a sunlit field in Hinesburg on a recent Sunday, Turner is screwing together small A-frames to help a veteran friend plot next year's garden beds. One longer screw juts out from the wood.
So whoever's using this, just be very mindful because we have a big 3/4-inch dagger hanging on the backside.
An Army veteran named Greg Zeke has tagged along to watch how it's done. Zeke recalls telling people at the VA in White River Junction that he was considering a new career as a hops farmer.
They were like, hey, go meet Farmer John. Farmer John will set you up. He'll tell you what to do. He'll set you on the right path. Meet Farmer John.
Zeke, he's got his 8-month-old daughter strapped to his back, says there's a reason farming holds appeal to combat vets like him. He served in Afghanistan in 2012.
I don't know. Coming from being an airborne infantryman, you're not destroying anything anymore. You're creating stuff. That's what I think it comes to.
Turner, who doesn't get paid to help these vets, says there's another reason it helps.
You have this really amazing sense of camaraderie once more, which has been lacking for a lot of these men and women for a long time. And you just see this sense of life awaken in them once more. And it's an unbelievable thing.
Turner says for a lot of vets, including him, things can never be the same after war. But he says he found healing in the soil, and he says he plans to help other veterans find it there, too. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.